Now, Mick Kelly joins us in studio. Mick is from Grow It Yourself down in Waterford, and he has set us a challenge to grow 12 vegetables in 12 weeks. And he was telling us the last time I was in, you can save over €400 a year by growing your own. And good to see you again, Mick.
Good to see you. How are you doing?
Not great, I have to admit.
Oh, God, tell me.
No, well, I was busy. And then eventually, about 3 weeks ago, I finally got around to doing what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I chose 6 out of the 12.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good start.
I got the compost out of the shed, put them into the trays that you gave me.
Yeah.
Put them, half a centimetre below the soil?
Yeah, mainly.
Right.
Depends on the veg, but that's a good rule of thumb. Yeah.
And I put them on a table which is near a window which is in sunlight.
Yeah.
And I water them every second day.
Okay.
Nothing. No, sorry. There is the most minute, you would need a magnifying glass to see, the Oriental greens came up just the tiniest little bit. But the basil, the beetroot, the radishes, the rocket, nada.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right. So let's have a think about this, right? This is good. No, this is good because actually, like, this is exactly what happens to people. And this is kind of why sometimes people get, you know, frustrated with it and they try it and then throw it there or whatever. So generally speaking, like, I'd be thinking about a couple of things that might have gone wrong here, right? First thing that jumps out at me is, how long was the bag of compost in the shed for? Was it new or was it...
Well, it wasn't new, no.
Okay.
And it was opened.
Okay, so that could be a problem.
It was a bit dry, but I compensated for that by putting a lot of water on it.
Yeah, but
does it go off? There's a sell-by date.
It does go off,
maybe that's it then.
And, like, generally speaking, we would say to people, like, potting compost has enough food in it to last about sort of, you know, 8 to 12 weeks, that kind of time frame. Definitely if you've
a bag. So once you open it,
if you don't use it and the air gets out, it's definitely degrading. So there could be a bit, that could be your problem, right? But it might not be the only thing. The other thing is you said about the planting depth, right? Which is how deep you sow the seeds.
Yeah.
It depends on the veg, right? So
no, I read your, you gave me the thing and I went by your instructions.
Did you follow the instructions?
Right? I did.
Yeah. So like that's the other thing just for people to be careful with, I think. Like if you, I would say to people, maybe think about twice the depth needs to be about twice the size of the seed. So if you've got like a tiny carrot seed or a tiny carrot lettuce seed, for example, they're almost need to be on the surface.
Right, okay.
Whereas like a bigger thing like a pumpkin seed or a squash seed would be, you know, twice the depth of the seed might be down, you know, three or four centimetres.
Yes, yeah, which is about an inch and a half there.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous of you. You brought in, look, that's basil there. Is it lovely?
This is the basil here. So what I did was I didn't want to rub your nose in it.
Yeah, well,
there.
You are. You're rubbing my nose in it. Look at you.
These are the 12 veg, right?
Yes,
and so they're all in a couple of small module trays. So everything is kind of... This is the stage, I suppose, it should be at after 3 or 4 weeks.
Right, well, nothing near that. So
nothing near that. But the one thing I would say, right, is, like, don't, you know...
I'm not going to give up.
Absolutely don't give up. And this is actually a really, really important point to say to people, that we tend to get kind of a bit hung up on, like, you sow in the spring and harvest in the autumn or whatever, whereas actually growing your own food is about more or less constant sowing, certainly from sort of February up until, you know, even September, October.
I haven't missed a window of opportunity.
Exactly, you haven't missed the window. And actually, this time of the year, it actually gets easier because it's nice and warm. There's no kind of cold temperatures at nighttime. There's way more light. Like we've got, at this stage, probably 16, 17 hours of daylight.
Yeah.
So things fly along. So for example, last weekend, I sowed some lettuce seeds in a module tray, just like this one I have in front of me, in the house, and they germinated within 24 hours. Like at the same time, if you did that back in February, it could take like a week for them to germinate or longer.
So
you know?
Maybe I might get a new bag of compost and start again.
Yeah, I think so. And I think actually, Maya Dunphy was asking about this on Twitter today. There was a big debate about peat-free compost and stuff, and absolutely seek that out. You know,
peat-free
compost, because our most compost traditionally has been peat-based compost, and obviously that's in this day and age kind of frowned upon, rightly so. So seek out peat-free compost, and most garden centres, and even I think some of the big multiples like Lidl and Aldi have peat-free compost at the moment.
So the compost. And could the place I put them be too warm? No.
Yeah, potentially. There's one veg actually. Lettuce. Lettuce is kind of particularly susceptible to high temperatures, make the seeds go dormant. Most those seeds like the heat. Generally speaking, the problem that you can have, though, is that just the compost dries out.
Okay.
And if it ever dries out to the point where it's like flaky and crumbly, sometimes seeds can actually go dormant and will not germinate at all after that. So it's really important to kind
I'm going to start it afresh.
Yeah,
throw everything out.
Absolutely. And it'll catch up. Like this right. is the... These months are actually where things start to get much, much easier.
No, I'm determined, Mick. Yeah, I am determined.
I can see that by you.
No, this isn't a whim. This is a change in lifestyle. So I'm determined that this will work. Okay, we said you were coming in and we have a number of questions for you.
Yeah.
And we've Carol waiting to talk to you on the line. But first I'll go to Finola's question. She says, hi Ray, hi Mick. I grow veggies, for example, kale, cabbage, garlic, onions, strawberries, etc. And every single year, without fail, everything is attacked by butterflies and caterpillars and snails and slugs.
Yeah.
Is there any way I can stop this from happening? It's disheartening so much that it's putting me off bothering to grow anything at all.
Yeah, I can see that.
Now, can I just... I have to finish this off because this is important. Some real tips would be a great help.
Okay. So there's an inference there, I'm not quite sure what she means by that, but maybe the last tips weren't real. Yeah, like I think, again, totally agree, it's really disheartening when that happens. But different pests... Like, so once you get your sort of lovely seedlings, hopefully if you get them to this stage that we have in front of me here, you're planting out a seedling into the ground. It's leaving the kind of the cosy confines of your house or your potting shed or whatever, and it's out in the big bad world. And then pests become problematic. All of the brassica families, so things like kales, cabbages, cauliflowers, all that family, very susceptible to the cabbage white butterfly, which it lands on the leaves. Leaves its eggs there. The eggs turns into caterpillars. Caterpillars
munch.
Yeah. The only way to prevent that is a physical barrier over the plants. Uh-huh. So there's you'll get netting in garden centres. It's like a fine mesh netting called biomesh, and you just literally lay that over the plants, and that stops the caterpillar lying on it. So that sounds
like a real tip to me.
That's a real tip, definitely. Well, I hope so anyway. But you know,
okay.
The other one, no, she mentioned slugs, which are obviously like the absolute, and particularly at this stage, nice tender seedlings. Slugs absolutely love them. So there's a couple of ways. Like I would say, don't buy slug pellets. Like they can be very toxic. There are organic slug pellets you can buy, which are just iron phosphate, which are harmless to the soil and kill the slugs as well. We've done lots of experimentation with beer traps because oddly enough, slugs, and I think rather endearingly, they love beer.
Does it kill them?
Well, they drown in the beer, it does kill them.
So they're attracted by the smell, are they?
I don't know. I think it's the alcohol because like we've tested like things like Bulmers, Guinness. They seem to love IPA, like craft beers.
Right.
So there's a bit of a hipster
Fuzzy.
Thing going on there. They don't like non-alcoholic beer.
Do they not?
So I think it must be the alcohol, right.
Okay.
It.
What would you put in?
Just a little shallow saucer, leave it on the soil and the slugs kind of crawl in there and die. Now, if you don't want to go down that route, a really effective way to deal with them is actually to go slug hunting at night time, which is...
With a torch,
because they all come out immediately after dark. They come out and you'll literally find them, you know, crawling over the leaves, and you can pick them off, and then you can, like if you
throw
have hens, give them to the hens, you can throw them into the neighbour's garden, whatever you want, you know.
Right.
So that's a really effective way.
What are we doing, Daddy? We're going slug hunting, son.
And it's really icky on the hands and all that, but it's a very effective way, particularly if you've, like a valuable seedling to me is, say, a courgette plant that'll produce maybe 30, 40 courgettes in a season.
It's worth putting
a bit of time in.
Carol is on the line. How are you doing, Carol?
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in Mallow, County Cork.
Right. You've problem with vermin of a different kind?
Yeah, I have. Well, I wouldn't call them vermin.
No, sorry.
My problem is rabbits. I have way too many rabbits in my garden and I just can't seem to get on top of it. I'm losing the battle, I think.
Yeah, Mick's here.
Yeah, rabbits are kind of a tricky one, Carol, for sure. I had them in my own garden. In the end, the only thing I could actually do, I tried everything as you sort of said you have as well.
Yeah.
There are some sort of organic sprays you can buy that apparently I haven't sort of seen them work terribly effectively. Again, a physical barrier, I think, is the only way to keep rabbits out. And unfortunately, that means a kind of a bit of work, you know, building in some like hen fencing, you know, the sort of mesh fencing into the ground so that they can't.
I have actually tried that and they go under it.
Yeah,
they just dig under the wire.
So I
think the only thing that I can do really is to try and plant some plants that are not that they don't like to eat.
Yeah, how deep did you?
If you could help me with
how deep did you dig the fence?
Probably not deep enough.
Yeah.
But,
Like what I had to do in the end actually was dig down about a foot or a foot and a half and put the kind of, you know, put the chicken fencing into the ground.
Right.
And then sort of cover it back over, and they weren't able to dig. Like if they dug down, they were coming up against the fence.
Yeah.
And that definitely worked. And I'd be inclined to try that. Like if you really want to make it work, it sounds like you do. I think it's worth going to that trouble.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, a couple of hours work, maybe depending on the size of the area you have, but like it'll fix the problem permanently.
And in terms of things that they don't like to eat, like my interest really is in flowers more than veg. And last year I planted catmint, which was very successful for last year, but this year they've taken the tops off it as soon as it started to flower.
Yeah, I think they're pretty persistent, and they like, you know, anything with green leaf in it. You know, they'll nibble on, they'll eat, they'll go in looking for the roots of carrots and beetroot and all sorts and stuff. So I think prevention is the best cure here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck with your rabbits.
Hope it works for you, Carl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let us know if it works for you. Thanks, Carl.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
That's Carl down in Mallow in County Cork. Have we got enough time for another one? Yeah. Bridget has been on. She says, I've successfully grown a gooseberry bush in a big pot this year. It is producing fruit, but how do I prune it after it's finished fruiting? Does it need a lot of water during fruiting?
Plenty of water during fruiting, and like pruning much later on in the autumn, in the dormant season, is what she needs to be thinking of. Like for now, you could, again, with fruit plants, you might want to be thinking about netting as well, because I notice at the moment, like birds are starting to get interested in strawberries, because they're literally keeping an eye on them to see when they go ripe. They don't like eating them unripe. And same with all the fruit.
They're fussy, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, absolutely. They'll wait until it's absolutely just ready for your breakfast.
I remember reading about when they go off, then they sort of ferment and there's alcohol in them, and then they get sort of drunk. It's mad stuff. On that, there's a lot of reaction to your slugs there. Criminal waste of good beer, regards Cormac.
Yeah,
regards slugs. I find slugs don't like peas, so I plant my cabbage, etc., inside a rectangle of peas. Thank you, from a County Clare listener. And then Noel says, that leaving out beer for slugs didn't work for me anyway. They just drank it all one night, got drunk and started throwing stones at the windows.
Yeah, well, that can happen. I just think it's fascinating that slugs are picky when it comes to different brands and different varieties.
So we've 20 seconds just on the gooseberry, so you need to cover them again.
Yeah, I think absolutely. Get a cover over anything fruiting at the moment. If you've got lots of birds around your garden, they're going to go for it. Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Mick, you'll be back in a few weeks, and hopefully I will have good news to report.
I'm leaving you a present of these seedlings as
I want to
do
it.
You want to do it yourself?
Yes,
from start.
So
do you want me to take these away as well?
Grow it yourself, Mick.
I know,
yes,
true.
You
but
come
I,
up
I'm,
the name.
I'm quite
not
interested.
Take Mick's and grow it yourself. Right, okay. Listen, we're out of time. Mick Kelly will be back. And Grow It Yourself is the website, isn't it? Mick?
Yeah, www.giy.ie. Loads of tips and free videos and advice.
And we'll see you in a few weeks. That's it from us. Sarah's on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.